Hello, and welcome back to Travel Fun. I am continuing this program on travel insurance and how to prevent ourselves from real disastrous situations, actually. And the second part of my program is an interview with John Gobbles. I have him on the phone. John is the Vice President of MedJet Assist, which is a medical evacuation service. Hi, John. Welcome to Travel Fun.
Hey, Maribeth. Thanks for having me.
I wanted to have you on because certainly in Colorado, we have so many people that are really physically active and they're going off climbing, skiing, backcountry, doing all kinds of things, and then just maybe traveling as tourists down to South America or other places. And over the years, I've heard all kinds of stories about people, and if they happen to even just break a leg in Mexico, how this can turn out to be a nightmare. Or if they just go back and visit their parents on the East Coast and a situation happens and that sort of thing. So I learned about MedJet Assist and how your medical evacuation program, and I thought, oh, this is definitely something we should talk about on Travel Fun. So if you would tell us a little bit about medical evacuation and who really needs it.
Sure. I mean, absolutely no one wants to be traveling anywhere, whether it's, you know, close to home or out of the country, and have a medical incident, whether that be an accident, an injury, or an illness. And the unique thing about a medical evacuation membership program is the fact that we are able to bring you back to the hospital of your choice, both domestically and internationally, so you can get back to your family, your friends, your physician network, and not have to worry about being overseas or even in another state getting your medical care in an unfriendly environment.
I have had firsthand testimonials from two people here in Telluride. I won't mention their names, but they actually had firsthand experience with MedJet Assist and said how it just changed everything for them, their whole situation. They did not have to spend time in a hospital away from home and that sort of thing. So I know that you are the most reputable company, I believe, in the country for this sort of thing. How does this work exactly?
Yeah, MedJet Assist is actually a membership program, and with that, if you're traveling more than 150 miles away from your home, whether that be domestically or internationally, and you are hospitalized as an inpatient, you will be basically given the ability to make the choice where you want to have your health care done. So what we will do is then transport you back and make arrangements to transport you back to the hospital of your choice, as an inpatient, so that you can receive your care at home. And certainly, I know your firsthand experience. We do actually a lot within Colorado because we have a lot of those adventure travelers within the program that like to do the outdoors things that are skiers and hikers. And we don't have any of those, kind of insurance restrictions on us because we're a membership program. We like those people. We like those activities, and we are there for them in their times of need.
Now, do you have your own planes, or do you arrange for people to fly commercially?
Well, basically, what we do is we have an affiliate group of aircraft and aircraft companies. We don't have our own planes. We found that, you know, having 118,000 lives within our program, we can't service them all from Birmingham, Alabama. So we have a group of about 40 to 50 at any one time of affiliates, which are dedicated air medical aircraft companies, and they're both domestic and international. And with that, we have access to about 250 dedicated air medical aircraft. And basically, we make the arrangements with those companies to transport you back to their hospital of choice.
Now, I imagine a lot of people are covered for this sort of thing on their insurance policies. Then again, maybe a lot of people think they are, and they're not. Talk about this. What percentage of people are typically covered on their insurance policies for medical evacuation?
Well, sometimes it's a small amount, and it's very important in a lot of things in life to make sure you understand exactly what you have. A lot of times people believe they're covered or they're not, but what mostly happens is the fact that with some products, insurance products, they are actually, if they do have a medical evacuation benefit, it's normally to the closest appropriate medical facility, and that's determined by the carrier. And here in the U.S., you know, normally we don't worry about that, and most likely they wouldn't even have domestic coverage on those insurance products. But if I'm in Africa or I'm in Europe, certainly the closest appropriate medical facility will not be back in my home hospital. It's going to be somewhere else, and that's normally where those insurance products stop, is basically getting you out of harm's way, which is important, and getting you into an appropriate medical facility, and that's the evacuation part of a lot of the insurance coverage. What we do is, the difference is a little bit, is we evacuate as well as repatriate, and the difference with that is an evacuation is certainly, if you're completely unstable and you're injured in the bush in Africa somewhere, we will evacuate you to a closer medical facility, whether it's in South Africa or in Nairobi in Kenya. But from then we repatriate, and repatriate is bringing the member back to their hospital of choice. So that's the main difference between an insurance product with the closest, most appropriate medical facility versus a membership product like MedJet Assist, where we actually bring you back to your hospital of choice.
What about credit card programs? Some of them, such as American Express, provide certain insurances. Is this all pretty weak in comparison to what people think they're getting?
Well, I think in some ways it is. And American Express Platinum, for instance, as you mentioned, offers a very similar product. And the nice thing about that is if you call and ask them exactly what they offer with that, they'll tell you that their product is a closest appropriate medical facility. It is not a repatriation product to bring you back home.
Okay, so that's the big difference.
Absolutely.
Tell us classic MedJet stories without scaring us too much. I know we're close to Halloween. Or how about story?
Yeah, I'll just touch on a couple, you know, kind of one close to home for you and one far away. You know, just last week we had a young man and his father who wanted to go on an Africa expedition, and they did so. And the dad had a lot of medical problems that were underlying. You know, and with our membership product, we have no exclusions for, you know, any type of medical issues under age 75 at that point. And this gentleman and son were in South Africa. And they were basically out in the heat and doing a lot of exertion. And the dad basically at one point passed out, had an altered level status in his level of consciousness, and called us. And they weren't anywhere where they could get to medical attention quickly. It was a long drive by ground to get anywhere. And what we actually did at that point was do a remote evacuation from an airfield there and actually remove them from there into a very, very good hospital. So, you know, with that, we were able to intervene. And that individual was treated just for a day and found out that he was severely dehydrated, and they got him rehydrated back, and they were actually to finish their vacation. So that was just one aspect of kind of an evacuation. And closer to home, you know, we've had multiple skiing accidents last year. We did have a doctor from Birmingham that was actually injured in Aspen, Colorado, on New Year's Eve, no doubt, and basically broke her leg in about 13 different places as she went through a series of moguls. And we were actually able to bring her back all the way to Birmingham, Alabama, so that she could actually have her surgeries done there with her family and with her doctors and in her own healthcare system. So that's just a couple of the things that we do. But certainly, you know, we do it domestically and we do it internationally. And that's an important thing that a lot of products don't offer, is something as close to home. As they say, accidents do happen closest to home, and it's important to get back to where you want to be.
I have been visiting with John Gobbles from MedJet Assist, and the website is MedJetAssist.com. John, do you have anything you'd like to add?
No, certainly. I think you've covered a lot of great points, and one thing that I can leave everybody with is just making sure that whatever they have and whatever they choose, that they look at it very carefully and make sure that the products that they're going to choose are going to give them the protection that they actually need to have. The last thing you want to worry about is how to get back home after you've been ill or injured while you're traveling away from home. That's not the time to try to formulate your plan. So know what you've got, have a plan before you start, and enjoy yourself.
Okay, great advice. Once again, It's medjetassist.com, and check out the site. There's all kinds of good information. John, thank you for your time.
Thanks a lot, Mary Beth. Appreciate you having me today.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Travel Fun.